Journey to Pentecost, week 7, day 119, May the 19th, 2024. The new church. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 40 through 47. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Devotion. My mind goes back to the days of our late founder, Bishop J.H. Sherman Sr. He would have 30-day crusades all over North and South Carolina. So many people would come to be saved, set free, and delivered, hundreds at a time. There was not enough room for the people at many of the meetings. So many souls were saved that churches had to be planted in those areas. Many of those churches still exist today. The church we now serve in was a part of one of those 30-day crusades. Sundays were the days we would fellowship and eat together as saints. Dinner after church was what we would look forward to. We loved it when Bishop would stay over and have dinner in the dining room with us. That was the experience of the birth of the North Carolina Second Jurisdiction. Family, food, and fellowship. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. That day alone, close to 3,000 people were saved. Then after word got out, more people wanted to experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When everyone is on one accord, the power of God can move with no hesitations. The power of the Holy Spirit was demonstrated through the apostles by the working of miracles, signs, and wonders. This was needed so others could believe. This same movement of the Holy Spirit is still happening today. We, here at HSM, are experiencing this same Pentecostal movement during our morning worship experience. We are all on one accord, making room for the Holy Spirit to move. Prayer. Lord, we thank you for adding to the church daily. We thank you for the souls that are being saved and the wonderful life that is ahead for the new saints. Let us open our hearts to receive what you're doing in this season as we lead many more to you. In Jesus' name, amen.